famous person with that name.
Great benefits from it, though. To tell people you're related to Justin. Because they'll be like, you? Oh, well, maybe he is. I've never heard of anybody else named Bieber. Checks out to me.
Yeah, Justin's actually my uncle.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
It could be one of those weird deals where you've got, you know, there's like a sister and she's not that much older. She marries a guy that's way younger than her.
On 1340 WKGN.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like if my sister were to marry a 20-year-old guy. He would be my uncle. It would be weird to call him uncle, but he would be.
Your sister's husband is your brother-in-law.
That's a very good point by you.
Hour number 3 kicking off here with some breaking news.
Game times.
Oh,
Tennessee
nice.
Football.
All right. Florida, 3:30?
No.
Oh, wow. Night game? Noon game. Give me noon. 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 Noon.
Night game in the swamp.
Damn it.
A night game in the swamp.
I wanted noon.
7 p.m. Eastern Time, September 16th in Gainesville on ESPN.
I wanted to go in there and beat them like we beat LSU. I wanted to be up 14-0 before they even got to their seats.
Did this game just get tougher?
Yeah, it gets tougher. I mean, at night, yeah.
Night game in the swamp.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Eastern, ESPN at Florida. And week one against Virginia is on ABC.
Yeah, we had an idea it was going to be on ABC. It's just whether or not it's going to be at 3:30 or 8.
Noon.
Really?
It's noon.
Okay. 3:30 or noon, but noon on ABC.
TV schedule, Tennessee, Virginia, noon, ABC in Nashville. Week 2 against Austin Peay will be to be determined. Who cares?
And SEC Network Plus, it's not going to be on TV.
And then Week 3 at Florida, 7 o'clock ESPN. So that's big news to start off. Thanks to DR Vol for tagging me there. That's why I'm the newsman. I got the news.
You're the newsman?
Yeah. That's big way to kick off the third hour. I wonder if they knew that we were about to do Hour 3 headlines, and maybe that's why the athletic department said, you know what, let's make sure the boys can get their news out.
I bet that is what happened.
They knew I would disseminate this for them.
Yep.
How about that?
You're their little mouthpiece. You're their little piggy.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot at that noon game.
In Nashville?
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Noon and September 1st, or not September 1st, but the very first weekend of September. The 2nd? September 2nd at noon is going to be
very,
very hot.
It's going to be a scorcher. But on the flip side of that, if you're planning to go to Gainesville, at least the sun will be down for that.
No, you'll be tailgating all day in the sun. You're going to die.
Well,
by the time you get to the game, you're going to be alcohol poison and sun poison at the same time.
Okay, yeah, sure. But I mean, at least game time.
You'll be cold when the sun goes down. You'll be like, oh, man, I got this sunburn. The wind is hitting the sun. There's no sun anymore. I'm a little chilly.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the worst way. I don't know. I think I'm going to that. I'm going to try to go to that, yeah.
I would imagine I do, too, as well. You want to carpool?
What do you mean?
You want to ride to Gainesville together?
Like you tow me? Or I tow you?
Well, that's meant riding the car together.
You said carpool.
Pool with a double O.
Oh, so we can go in the Hova lane or whatever they call that?
Yeah.
The Hove
yeah.
lane?
Uh-huh.
The Jay-Z lane? The fast lane?
Uh-huh.
The speed lane?
Sure.
Got to have two or more persons occupying the vehicle, high occupancy vehicle lane?
Sure. Never mind then. You don't want to go? You want to?
Maybe.
No, I don't need maybes. I take it back.
Well, I don't, I mean,
I've already,
I mean, I don't know all my plans yet.
I've already taken it back.
Well, that's kind of quick to take it back. I mean,
too late.
I'll ride with you. Or you can ride with me, however you want to do it.
Yeah,
I assume we'd take your car.
Yeah, you're bad luck, actually. I give this guy my car for 2 days, Alex, and then $350 later, he put water in the gas tank.
I didn't put water in the gas tank.
I don't know what kind of place you go to get gas, but you go to the cheap places, apparently, because they had water all in it.
I go to regular gas stations, I only got gas one time, I think.
So I'm not riding with him, and I'm not taking him to.
I would imagine it would be that Casey's on campus because that's normally where I get gas.
You think they're putting water in the gas tanks? Be careful throwing out reckless accusations.
I'm trying to remember which. Is there some other way that water could have gotten in there? Do you think maybe I miss? Because you know your lid doesn't click.
It doesn't?
No.
I didn't know that.
So I don't know if like, I mean I closed it obviously. But, like, could water have gotten in there some other way?
I don't know.
Why would there be water in the gas tank?
I'm just telling you what I heard.
I've always heard if you put sugar in the gas tank, that'll, like, blow a car up.
Yeah, like yeah. Well, at least it wasn't sugar. You got that right.
Yeah. I still don't know how that would have happened.
It's fine.
Could the cap have come off, maybe, and it rained? I mean, I guess.
Maybe. No, the door's closed.
Well, yeah, but.
It'd have to be like. It's like a funnel, right?
Yeah, you'd have to have something to push the thing down. No, it's not rain.
So it's not my fault then. It's somebody had bad gas.
Well, yeah, you just go to, do you go to cheap
but
places?
It's so ridiculous, though, that it happens to be that I put the gas in it.
You know I don't I mean? Know if you did or not. All I know is the car
well,
light
I mean,
wasn't
it
on.
It must have been the gas I put in it. I mean, because it wasn't like that before.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not okay because it looks a certain way.
It does look a certain
you
way.
Know, it's like
I was letting my
problem.
Mother drive that car, too. And she is mad.
Yeah.
Mad at me, not you, but she is mad.
No, I mean, I understand that. You know, it's I'm mad because I look a certain way.
You need to call my mother and be like, look, Renee, I know what you think, but it wasn't my fault.
It's just, it's frustrating is what it is, but I don't know. I don't have an explanation. I can't remember where the hell I got gas.
Because you do seem like you would go to shady places and eat food.
I go to Weigel's.
Okay.
I go to Weigel's. And by the way, I avoid those damn Casey's when I can. The only reason I go to the one on campus is because that's all there is now.
Sounds like you go to the one over here off Sutherland, too. Is that where the cat was at?
Well, yeah, I did have to go there the other day. Yeah. I just
sounds like he likes Casey's.
No. I'm saying if there's a Weigel's and a Casey's, I'm going to Weigel's 10 times out of 10. I hate those damn Casey's. They're depressing.
I kind
of
like them.
When you walk into them, they smell like dishwater. They're disgusting.
Well, I like
them. People are disgusting in there.
Okay. I like them just because they get 99¢ for a like a fountain drink if you have the card.
I wouldn't drink out of that fountain if you paid me.
I drink out of it.
You're drinking that car. That's carbonated horse semen you're drinking out of there.
Yummy. Nay. Nay.
That water they use, that's probably coming straight from their toilet. I would imagine their lines are crossed. I hate those places.
Well, you put. Well, they got.
I hate
they,
Casey's. Well, I hate everything about them.
Well,
I support local. By God, I live. Next to the original Weigel's, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you must have
a Knoxville homegrown since 1937 or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you must have got me in trouble with my gas tank wherever you went. So maybe it was Casey's, maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know.
Well, let me just say, if it was bad gas, I guarantee it wasn't Weigel's.
You can't guarantee that.
No, I can't guarantee it because yeah. I can't remember where I got it. I want to say... No, I don't know. I don't remember because it had 3 bars when I got it, so I didn't get gas as soon as I left.
Right.
Like, obviously.
You brought it back.
I drove around for a little
close.
While.
Close. It's fine. It's no big deal. I'm just saying that I'm not taking you to Gainesville.
Oh. So it's not a big deal, but you do believe I'm bad luck.
It's not a big deal, but you are canceled.
But I am really bad luck with cars.
Yeah. You're canceled. You're not riding. But not bad luck. Not your fault.
I'll probably fly anyway. No, I won't. Why would I fly? Can you even fly into Gainesville? I assume you can. Yeah. Or do you have to fly into Jacksonville? It can't be a very big airport in Gainesville.
Never done it before.
They might have one. They got to have it.
They
got to
have something close.
They definitely probably have something.
They got to have like a – it's not an international airport, but they got to have like a
– Like a Knoxville
Like
version.
A Chattanooga airport.
Yeah. How do you feel?
About what?
Well, making my mother upset. But no, how do you feel about?
I've moved on.
How do you? You've moved on. what does it matter? I'm over it. No, how do you feel about the night game?
Excited.
Makes it good for traveling purposes.
Good for traveling, tailgating. Good for TV. I mean, I like night games. I think it makes it a little harder for the team. Does it? I don't know. I mean, football's football. You know, you line up and it's a physical game and it's whoever's better is better.
Whoever's better is better.
Usually. So
it's that simple.
Does it make it a little bit of an advantage for Florida? I mean, yeah, probably the crowd will be a little rowdier, but
it could be a public execution though on live TV.
Yeah,
under the bright lights.
Could now be, you're talking.
Could be a public execution,
or it could be like South Carolina last year. That was under the lights too.
Yeah. As was their game at home against Utah. If they played that game at 3:30, they probably would have lost it.
They've got to go out to Utah to start the season.
That is correct.
7 o'clock in the swamp. I hope I'm there. Hope I'm still alive by then.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I hope you are too, buddy.
Well, thanks.
All right. Well, any other headlines?
Jane Fonda says that white men and racism are one of the main causes for climate change.
White men and white men, okay, how do we get to racism here?
It's good for us all to realize there would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. There would be no climate crisis if there was no patriarchy. A mindset that sees things in a hierarchical way, she said. White men are the things that matter, and then everything else is at the bottom.
Okay.
Skip Bayless screamed at his wife so badly he had to issue a public apology.
That's tough. Skip was wilding out.
Ernest, I didn't see it.
And when he didn't do it on TV or anything, he did it in person.
Oh, he yelled at
Ernestine. He said he had picked, I don't know if he picked before the series or what, but he had picked Heat to win in six. He said his poor sweet wife, Ernestine, which is a really funny name every time I hear it.
Ernestine.
Yeah. He said she came in right at the moment that Derek White had that legendary tip-in. And she was asking him what he wants for dinner, and he screamed at her to get out.
Get out of here, Ernestine. Yeah. And he had to apologize.
And he had to publicly apologize because she had told him there's still one more game, that he can still win in seven. And he's like, no, it's over. They can't win. But he said, you know what?
That's what I thought, too. I think that's what a lot of people thought.
He said, you know what? You were right, Ernestine. You were right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I put two bets in Vegas. I didn't do any gambling out there.
You didn't do any gambling?
Well, except the two bets I put in. I put in game six, Heat, money line.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good, bad call.
Wish that I had the plus 2.5.
Did we ever figure out why they got that extra 0.9 seconds?
They said it was the right call they called the foul earlier. They said that he actually got fouled before the actual one they're calling. I don't know. I didn't even notice it at the time.
I did think it was over at that point. Like, what the deflation of, like, once the Heat lost that game, I mean.
And then game seven, I took the Heat plus 7.5, and I finished gambling on my trip. I finished up $17.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Hey, there you go. You broke even.
Yeah. But I've been riding really pretty had they won game six.
You could have just not bet at all.
No, I made $17 and had some fun. Actually, I didn't have fun because I didn't pull a full Skip Bayless, but I was not in a pleasure to be around right when that shot went in and I let out some expletives and was just like, ah.
Yeah.
Now I got to go watch this concert. Let's see if I can get back in a good mood.
That was tough. I mean, clutch, I guess, by Derek White to push that back in. But I really hoped they would have lost that there.
I did feel smart, though, because I'd been saying they need to play more Derek White.
Good for the Heat, though, to still get it done. To go into that game seven in Boston and really just whipped them. I enjoyed that.
Lights were too bright. You do wonder what would have happened had they, Jason Tatum not rolled his ankle.
Well,
if he hadn't rolled his ankle right at the time.
Maybe he shouldn't be such a little baby. Little crybaby, Jason Tatum. Oh, no, I hurt my ankle.
There is something to say about that.
Where? My ankle hurts. I'm a big baby. I'm going to text Kobe Bryant, even though he died already.
Come on.
That's a weird thing to do.
It's very weird to do. Weird. And he gets made fun of every time he does it, too.
Yeah. I like the one that's like Kobe texted back. He's like, lose my number, bro.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Go back to headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Do you have any NBA thoughts from either Game 6 or Game 7 or looking ahead to the finals? Do you have any thoughts there?
I pretty much gave my thoughts.
Okay.
At the end of headlines, I mean, I was kind of surprised to see Miami be able to come back and win the Game 7 after the heartbreak that was Game 6, but glad they won. I'm glad to not have to watch Boston play anymore. I told you I hated that Boston team. I don't like them. I think the entire team's very unlikable, and I'm glad they're gone.
I find to be what happened in that series to be kind of like the perfect scenario. Celtics.
The perfect heartbreak.
Yeah, Celtics still lose. They win enough where they probably don't fire Joe Mazzulla now, who I think is a bad coach. If he'd have got swept, if they lost Game 4 after getting embarrassed in Game 3 in Miami, he has to get fired at that point. If he loses Game 5, he has to get fired. But if you lose in 7, you could probably be okay, especially since Tatum rolled his ankle early on. So I think he'll survive. And then, yeah, getting the hopes up and getting all those fans in Boston.
That's the best part.
Thinking about Kevin Millar. We got Kevin Millar and Dave Roberts. Derek White's the new Dave Roberts. He stole the base. He had the tip in. 3-0 comeback.
Red Sox 0-4. Falcons 28-3. Yeah, greatest comebacks ever. Yeah, get their hopes up. That's right.
Yeah.
And then you shut them down. Jimmy MJ Butler and his team, other guys.
Caleb Martin. Caleb bleeping Martin. That's the guy you should be paying attention to. He was the one doing all the damn work.
Yeah. How many points did Jimmy have in the
I think Jimmy seven? Had 28 and 7.
Still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, he was terrible in Game 6, though, until the end. If he'd have played better in Game 6, they would
have those three free throws.
He did hit the free throws. He did have an and one at the end of the game. So, like, he did sort of kind of get it together and, like, avoid being, like, the completely slandered and made fun of. But
it's a team game.
Had he played better in Game 6, they would have won that one. But, yeah, he was good in Game 7. Bam was good in Game 7. He had the team high plus minus, I believe. Yeah, he's a plus 22. Butler had 28 on 28 shots. My boy Caleb Martin had 26 on 16 shots, so I thought he was a little bit better. But yeah, that I don't know if they have anything for Denver. But I did. There was a part of me that kind of wanted them to be the first team to blow a 3-0 lead because, like, Miami does the whole, like, heat culture thing, and Jimmy Butler's running around like he's some, like, champion. Although now he gets to kind of be like, hey, yeah, I took an 8 seed to the finals. What did you make of him, like, quickly taking off and, like, trying to disassociate himself with all the Eastern Conference Finals celebration? He's like, we'll celebrate after the next one. Basically, like, I'm in it just for the actual championship.
Okay, that's what a champion does.
So you like that? Yeah. You don't think it's a little too much look at me?
I like it. I'm okay with it.
Just checking.
He's a man focused. He's on a mission.
Okay, just checking.
Is it disassociate or dissociate? Are those two different words? Because isn't dissociate a word?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said disassociate. Are those two different words?
Yeah, dissociate is a different word.
What are the meanings of those?
Dissociate, let's see here, definition.
I feel like dissociating is like when you check out of being around the public.
Dissociate.
Completely dissociated myself from the public.
What'd I say, disassociate? What'd I say?
You said disassociate.
Okay, disassociate. It might not be a word.
Well, what is dissociate?
What does it mean to associate? I was thinking like associate.
That's what we do on the show, I think.
Connect with something else in one's mind. So, okay, let's see. So what would disassociate be?
Dissociate, I think, is like to disconnect then, right?
Disassociate is another word for dissociate.
So they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is the actual definition?
The definition of to disassociate is to disconnect or separate. So, like what we were saying, disassociate from whatever. But, yeah, when you type in disassociate, it does say it's a word, but it says they're interchangeable. Well, now it says another term for disassociate, and it says sometimes confused with disassociate. So, like, are they the same? Are they interchangeable?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Anyways.
Either way, good word. Good word.
Well, not if I used it incorrectly.
Well,
I don't know if I did or not.
What are you going to do?
I guess call the other person out and just make them defend themselves, I guess.
No, I was just curious.
Oh, yeah, just curious.
Just curious.
Yeah, just curious, man. Just curious.
Well, because I always hear the word dissociate.
Yeah, I always hear it. I have Google at my disposal, but I'd rather call you out, John, and see if I can figure it out. See if I can catch you saying something wrong.
Catch you slipping.
Yeah.
Not really. I just.
But you didn't.
I was wondering about
but you,
it.
But you didn't.
Well.
You didn't catch me slipping because they're interchangeable.
I was just wondering.
According to the internet. All right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Correct. Bet you feel real stupid now, don't you?
Not really.
No, not really. I was just asking questions.
I was reading about an old canoe they dug out of a lake in Wisconsin. Like a prehistoric canoe.
So, like, something that someone, like, carved out of wood?
Yeah, the canoe dates back to 1,200 years ago.
How do they know?
Well, it looks like it was basically just carved right out of a tree. Like,
well, yeah. What if they just carved it 30 years ago and left it in the water?
This says 1,200 years
ago. How do they know is what I'm asking.
I imagine you can see the aging of the wood. And the,
but what does the water do to it? What does being
they
underwater?
Know. They
do
know.
They?
Well,
they've been
know.
Lying about Big Dinosaur for long enough that it makes me wonder of whether or not they know actually anything.
Lying
on how to,
about Big Dinosaur?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Every dinosaur you've seen in museums are just bones that they've randomly thrown together. Those aren't real dinosaur bones.
They're real bones?
They're
not,
real?
What do you mean?
You think when you see a dinosaur at a museum that's like been built, do you think they found the dinosaur like that?
No, it's different bones, but
they're
real
it.
Bones, aren't they?
Well, like, they're bones they found random places.
Well,
they don't know if they're all from
on,
the same
hang on,
thing.
Hang on, because I have wondered about that. They are real bones, right?
Yeah, but they could be cow bones.
Yeah. Mm.
They could be.
No.
Then what about the face? Like, the face is the only one.
The face, like, I don't know about the face. All I know is that they piece together bones they find other places.
I understand.
And put them together. But we don't know if they're dinosaur bones. They don't know if they're dinosaur bones. We don't know what dinosaur bones would even look like.
Is that true?
Yeah.
We
invented dinosaurs in like 1890, bro.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
I think there's archaeologists.
There's not.
That know these things.
That's what they want you to
you
think.
You don't believe in archaeology?
I mean, to an extent. They dig up bones.
I understand that, like, when you see
where are the other bones?
The big dinosaur, that the bones are, like, random bones. Like, they're not obviously all from that same dinosaur, but they are real bones, right?
They're real bones, but they're not real dinosaur bones. They could be any bone.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that? Because
it's Google it. Use Google.
Have you?
Yeah. I've read up on the subject.
I don't think you have, man.
We created dinosaurs in 1890, bro. No one had ever talked about dinosaurs before then.
That? Why are you saying
it's
that?
It's a thing.
Is this a bit?
It's a thing.
Are dinosaurs in museums real bones? Other people have Googled. I messed it up.
This guy can't even Google something that's already been Googled before.
Real bone. Dinosaur bones on display in museums are often replicas.
They're not even real bones. They're not even real bones.
This is because dinosaur bones are rare. And complete skeletons are almost never discovered. Scientists may make...
They're making it up. This is what I'm telling you. They're telling you what Big Dinosaur looks like.
Scientists may make replicas of fossils from dinosaurs and other animals for several reasons, including the rarity and value of fossils. While some displays use real fossils, many bones on display are replicas. Well, that's a real gut punch.
And keep in mind, they're replicas of things we've never seen before. No one's seen a dinosaur before.
So are museums just kind of a scam?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are museums stupid?
No.
Like, why do we...
Some of the facts are there cool.
Then why do they have that dinosaur outside of McClung? Like, what was
this? Because when you think of...
So he's not real?
Well, he's tin. He's bronze, right? Like, what is he?
Oh, yeah. He's made
of... Oh, he's definitely, like, it's not real.
He's made of, like,
steel.
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah. Well, I mean, like, because dinosaur just goes hand in hand with science, I think. Okay. And they have, like, I mean, like, there's the museum in McClung, right? What is the McClung Museum? I mean, I've been in there on game days, used the bathroom, but I don't think I've ever actually, like, toured it.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
It's a good place to go to the bathroom, and if you're in
Circle
Park.
You guys really used your education.
Well, you tell me.
You guys really tell me
what the McClung Museum is.
You guys really used all your resources.
You think all the dinosaur bones are real, bro? I can't. Don't sit here on your perch. Don't sit here like as you're some kind of scholar.
I don't know if I thought they were real, but like
they're all fake. There are no real dinosaurs. We've never seen them.
I'm disappointed to find out that they aren't really bones.
They're just, yeah, well, yeah.
I thought that they were probably like random bones that's how you acted at first, too. I said
they could be bones.
You said they're random bones.
Well, I meant like random bones in terms of they could be like cow bones or something. I didn't say they were like supposed to be dinosaur bones.
Well, yeah, but you didn't say they were fake. But now they're apparently.
Well, I'm sure some of them are real bones.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, it says some of them are, but.
We'll take one real dinosaur bone, mix it with some chickens and some cows.
Chickens.
There's the cow rib right there making the
chicken bones in there.
Chickens and dinosaurs are the closest thing.
Speaking of ribs, Kroger was cooking out ribs for Memorial Day. I love when they do that. They grill the ribs out there in front of the Kroger.
Yeah.
You can just buy them by the rack with the barbecue sauce on them. Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Miles did. He brought us some.
Yeah,
I ate some ribs as a snack.
Have you ever thought about how a Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you put wings on it, it would kind of look like a dragon?
Yeah. I mean, not specifically that, but kind of.
Yeah.
Well, you.
So it's possible that, like, T-Rex is actually just a dragon?
Well, you said, I think it was you that was that said, like, the Chinese, like, their thing
every
with dragons, like, it could have been dinosaurs.
Well, every cult. Well, no, I think
it could have been the other way around.
I think when we started finding quote unquote bones, that they could have easily been dragons.
So you think?
I think it's more likely dragons are real than dinosaurs, is what I think.
Well, a pterodactyl is kind of a dragon, isn't it?
Right, and a T-Rex, you throw some wings on him, he looks like a damn dragon to me.
Well, they say that dinosaurs turned into birds. Like, birds now are modern-day
dinosaurs.
Chickens,
yeah,
right?
Chickens.
Well, I mean, all
they
birds.
Say they say that chicken's the closest thing to a dinosaur, is what they say.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Genetically, yeah. That we have alive. Because you think it'd be like an alligator, but it's actually a chicken.
I feel like you're messing with me. Pterodactyl. I mean, a pterodactyl looks like a dragon, honestly. Like, just if you just look at a pterodactyl, what's the difference? There's not a big difference from a pterodactyl and a dragon. I wish these things were still around. Why are they not here? Was it us? Did we drive them out? Like climate change?
They were never here.
Don't say that.
They were never
here. They were here.
Every culture in the world has talked about dragons, and we're the only ones that started this whole dinosaur thing in 1890.
I like to believe in everything. Like, I want to believe.
Well, believe in this. Believe in dragons.
I want to believe in everything. You know, because, like, some people are religious, and then other people are, like, all science.
And you're just everything.
I want to be able to just believe it's all real.
Yeah,
like
everything.
That, wouldn't that be
God,
cool?
God, dinosaurs.
Wouldn't that be cool if it's all just
dragons,
real? Like
mermaids. You got Ariel swimming under the water.
Those are definitely real. My favorite thing is the Greek gods. Like that, I like to think that there was actually a Mount Olympus, and that there were mortals that tried to climb it, and like up at the top of the mountain, the gods lived, and there was Zeus, and there was Aphrodite, and there was Ares, and there was the other ones.
Sure.
I don't know if I remember many of the Hera.
Athena.
Artemis. Athena, yeah. Athena. What was Athena? She was like
she created Athens.
She was love? I thought Aphrodite was love.
I could be wrong.
Aphrodite was hot.
I would back off of that so quickly.
No.
You said she was hot?
They said Aphrodite was hot.
Yeah.
Like, she was the babe of the gods.
I thought Athena had something to do with, like, battle. No?
I thought she was, like, education. Or like, or nurse, or like, nerd. I don't know. Battle was Artemis, wasn't he? Who was the fast one? Hermes.
Well, I mean,
Hermes was the little speedy one.
Yeah, sure, man. Athena was the goddess of war. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, battle, war. I mean,
oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, like Greece. Athena. I think of like Athens, Greece, and then like we have the Parthenon. Like, it looks like a place of battle. I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, they have the statue of Athena in there.
Yeah, I always think of like battle with that war.
Yeah.
War, handicraft, and practical reason is what they say.
Who was the medicine god?
Dr. Quinn.
Was like... I don't think that was it.
Yeah, but how
why
do
they all start with A?
But how good was that show? Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman? You ever watch it grow up?
I never watched that.
It was always on the channels at my grandma's house.
I don't think I ever watched that.
I don't know if it was good or not. I think it was set back in like, I want to say it was set back in like the Native American days. I feel like there was like Indians running around out there.
Dr. Quinn Medicine.
But it was the mom from Wedding Crashers, Kitty Cat. And that's all I think about whenever I see Kitty Cat, is that she was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh, she was pretty.
Yeah, yeah, she's still pretty in Wedding Crashers.
Jane Seymour?
Yeah.
I just think of Talladega Nights where they're like...
Is she in that?
No, no, no. Oh. Where that part where he's like, something, something, we would have named them Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman.
Oh,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't really remember that. I'm not a Talladega Nights guy. Jane Seymour was my girl, though.
I will defeat you, Ricky Bubby.
What a woman. What a woman. Send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Got a little breaking news for you, Cody.
Oh, again?
Your boy, this is big news, your boy, Mike Pence, officially launching his presidential campaign next week.
Oh, that is big news.
Your boy.
My boy.
Yep.
I can't think of a more uninspired. He's so boring. Mike Pence is so dull. He's the dullest, like, I don't know how to describe it other than just say nothing seems more low energy. He can't be president. He doesn't have charisma. He got no riz. Does Mike Pence have the lowest amount of riz of any of the presidential candidates currently running? Definitely.
Currently running? Definitely. I mean, there are only four right now. Has Mike Pence got less riz than Biden?
Well, I mean, at least Biden's got a little, like, he's got a checkered past, at least. He's got some interesting things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Pence is just so boring.
He's got the lowest.
I'm Mike Pence, and I'm very calm and collected, very cool, very cool. Karen and I will be very excited to let you know that I'm running for president of the United States and this great country.
A couple things, though. It does probably, if you're DeSantis, you can't be happy about it, though, right?
It's DeSanctimonious is his name.
Oh, okay.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
Well, if you're Ron DeSanctimonious, you can't be thrilled about this, can you?
I mean, it's more competition in the field.
Right.
And it's a guy who was a former VP.
Right.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's...
And he can kind of get Trump's base. He's kind of like riding in your wake of being like, can kind of get Trump's base besides like the real diehards. He can get a little bit of the Republican base. Not the true.
He can get the Republican.
But I'm saying like the people who like were kind of like, you know what, Trump was pretty good, but some of the questionable stuff we could leave at home.
Yeah.
And family values, Pence here will take care of that. And
he can get some of the regular Republicans who are not.
While getting like maybe the friends Trump people, not the diehards.
Yeah, not the diehards. Diehards wanted to hang him.
Well, that's what's going to make for all the three of them debating is going to be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
going to be a triple threat match. Or it might be a handicap match. It might be DeSantis
and
Pence versus Trump.
Then, you got Nikki Haley. You got a woman up there. You got the black guy, Tim. What's his name? Tim Scott. Tim Scott, the guy from South Carolina. So don't forget them. Don't forget them. I mean, they're not going to last long, obviously. It'll come down to Trump and the sanctimonious, I'm sure.
Yeah, the content, though. The content's what we're looking for.
But you know what they'll – I imagine the party will try to, like – push for Pence, you think, and then maybe they'll get Ron and his followers to back Pence and try to do like maybe a Pence
DeSantis power couple.
Yeah. Or maybe
DeSantis
the other way
for
around.
VP,
DeSantis Pence kind of thing, maybe.
If you're Pence, can you be VP again?
I don't know. I mean, they gotta try to do something to combat the animal there that is Trump.
Maybe that's what they're bringing Pence in, just to try to bring out the ugly side of Trump to really get him off the rails.
It matters.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
How much uglier can it get? Everybody knows the ugly side of Trump. Like
maybe they are paying Pence to run to take all of the to be a human shield for DeSantis, because Trump will be so mad about him being a treasonous person that didn't stand by him.
He'll maybe attack DeSantis less.
Yeah, he'll focus a lot of his energy on Pence.
It's going to be fun to watch. When does everything get started? Like, I mean, I know
now.
I know the election's next November, but like, how soon are we going to get like debates?
Probably not till like January.
Yeah,
is it nothing happening until next year? Probably.
The Republican, I would imagine we get some before January. I'd imagine I feel like we have some during football season when it's primary. So I would say like it'll kick out around like October, November. The actual Republican primary is February 2024. So like,
oh, then definitely before.
Yeah, I think we'd have like a 3-month lead up to that, maybe, maybe even longer than that, honestly.
So there should be some. We'll get some stuff in the fall into the winter, probably.
Yeah, I would imagine like in the middle of the week during football season. I would imagine.
I never know the timetable of this stuff.
Well, it got thrown off and was weird last time because of COVID. Like, we didn't really have debates, really, and like it wasn't as big of a thing. I don't feel like.
Well, the Republican stuff was all normal until.
Well, sure, because, I mean, yeah, Trump was the nominee. They didn't run any primaries for him, of course.
Well, I mean, even the other stuff was normal up until, like, February, or till what, March 2020, April 2020, because that's when everybody first discovered COVID, March 2020.
Yeah, and I guess.
And then it got kind of weird.
I guess Biden had already won that nomination by then. Yeah. According to Google and PBS Wisconsin, the first Republican presidential debate of the 2024 election cycle will be held in Milwaukee in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we are, what, 3 months away, basically?
Oh, yeah.
2 months away, really.
Everybody's gearing up.
2.5, depending when it is. Okay.
It's going to be an exciting time. What about Ted Cruz? Is Ted Cruz going to run again?
How hard of a ticket do you think that is to get?
I wouldn't think it's very hard.
You don't think so?
Just to be able to watch it? I mean,
I'm saying that go like and be in attendance.
I don't know. They had one at Belmont when I was in Nashville.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
They had the whole campus like roped off, basically.
Yeah. I've made a big mistake over the last couple months.
What?
Well, I'm going to Lexington this weekend, and I don't know if you saw the news. There are no hotels.
Yeah, I was going to have that in headlines, and I didn't get to it.
There are no hotels because of this festival mixed with the baseball tournament. They're making like the baseball people and families stay like in the dorms.
I was going to ask you about that because I thought that was the thing.
I made a mistake.
Well, just drive up there and drive back.
It's 2 days. Do that twice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only 2 hours up there, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't want to drive 2 hours back on Saturday after a full day.
Outside of Lexington, like?
Like 45 minutes or 50 minutes.
That ain't bad. You do what you got to do.
Well, I know, but I made a big mistake. I kept waiting. I thought I was maybe going with, like, one group of friends, and then they kind of, I mean, I guess just kind of cut me out. They went and did their own thing and didn't really ask, which kind of,
hurtful.
Yeah. They don't have VIP tickets, though, so I guess that makes sense. They don't want to hang out.
They wouldn't want to hang out with you.
And then me go in and just VIP. Go in and do other stuff. Yeah, they'd feel bad, so maybe maybe that was it.
They'd feel inferior.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So you just...
I don't know what I'm going to do. I might sleep in my car and just shower.
No, I'll do that.
Shower at the Pilot.
Is it Friday? I've done that before. Is it Friday, Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday?
Well, you can go Friday and do something on Friday, but I'm not going to do it.
You want to see people both those days?
On Saturday and Sunday, yeah. Not
just
Friday.
Just drive up Saturday, see your acts, and then drive... Either drive home or if it's too late.
I'm not driving all the way home. That's a terrible idea.
Well, get a hotel and like, there's got to be towns between here and Lexington.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've looked it up. The closest one's like 45 minutes away.
That's not that bad. That's not like 45 minutes is not a bad of a drive. I mean,
that's not terrible, but it's not ideal, especially if they're still charging $200 a night.
Well, you know, I mean, not everything in life is ideal. You know,
amen to that, brother. So. Amen to that. Last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. last call here on the program as we wrap up this Wednesday show. I've got the schedule pulled up. I think I'm going to play in some of these in August. Cody, you want to go with me and be my support guy?
Where?
Every guy needs a support guy.
What's that?
This would be in Cherokee.
What do you want?
You to be my support guy when I enter. I'm going to do some World Series of Poker circuit events.
Oh.
I need you to stand at the rail and talk to me.
I don't know. I had a bad experience last time I was in Cherokee.
Yeah, but you're going with an adult now.
The cops got called. Yeah. And there was,
I'm going to keep you under wraps. I'm going to make sure. I need my guy to be sober.
I don't know, man.
I'll give you a room, and you just be on your best behavior.
You give me my own room?
Your own room? Well, no. They'll get you a room.
I got a bunk with you?
Not in the same bed.
Two queens?
Yeah, two queens. I'll get a queen for my king.
Can we get two queens in our two queens?
I don't know about all that. I'm focused. I'm going up there. I'm focused.
Do they have hookers in Cherokee? I doubt it. I don't know. There might be a couple.
We have a lady present.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's familiar with the idea of a hooker. I mean, she's an adult, barely. She knows.
Last call. You got a story for us?
Well,
doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I mean, I can. Fertility doc accused of using own sperm dies as plane falls apart.
Okay. I mean, I don't need to hear more of the story. That's enough. You gave me the whole story. I'm good on that.
Okay.
Swan taken from local
His
pond.
His plane fell apart mid-flight, it says.
Karma, you know?
Is that karma?
I mean, I think if you're a doctor, do you think whenever he was giving his sperm to people that necessarily weren't asking for it, but like were looking for sperm because they were trying to do insemination? I don't know what it's necessarily called.
It says he was,
he was just using his instead of the other people's.
Why would he be doing that?
But he's a doctor. Is he a handsome doctor? Do you have a picture of him?
Like, it might be pretty good genes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, would you?
If given the
chance of like, yeah, you could take this guy who's a nice, he's a nice, good businessman, sturdy. Or like, hey, this is a doctor. He went through
Dr.
med school.
Dr. Morris Wortman.
Now, Wortman. I would not want somebody with the last name Wortman. No offense.
I don't think you'd want this guy.
So not handsome?
He's not handsome, but.
Is he ugly? Would you consider him ugly?
Kind of.
Is he bald? I'm picturing bald. Male pattern baldness. He's got the hair on the side.
Full bald.
Okay, that's better than the hair on the side.
Morris Wortman is full bald. He wasn't pretty back in the day either. He's always been kind of ugly.
Okay.
But he is a doctor, you know.
He is a doctor.
You probably get the intelligence genes, at least.
And he's creepy, though. Do you get the creepy genes, too?
I don't know. Is creepy genetic?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Morris Wortman is located at 2020 Clinton Avenue in Rochester, New York. If you want to go visit his practice. Well, he's dead now. Yeah, his plane fell apart. I wonder what happened. Yeah, he was 72. He died after his plane crashed in an Orleans County pasture.
The story I see says that it was a hand-built plane, so.
Well, it's kind of on him then, I would say. If you're going to build your own plane. Yeah, says he.
I got a senior prank. A senior prank. I want your thoughts on the senior prank.
All right.
I didn't really tell her. This is where you would hit like something that says stop, but don't worry about it. That's on me. I forgot to tell you. Okay, so what happened here? Tell me your thoughts on this as this story is going viral. Students sneak into teacher's house and spend the night in wild senior prank.
When you're a kid that age, you might feel like you got a good relationship with that teacher. Like, were they doing weird things or were they just in there? Like, just.
Let's see.
I mean, you'd be a little creeped out if you're the teacher, but at the same time, it's like, kids are kids, you know.
What if she came out with a gun? Just start blasting. Like, I hear people in my house.
She would probably be within her rights.
Yeah. What if she knew? What if she knew there? And she's like, here's my chance.
She wanted him dead.
I'm coming out blasted in the name of self-defense.
She'd probably be within her rights, I would guess.
Apparently, their entire graduating class snuck into the home. The extremely good-humored Miss McGrath walking into the kitchen in a robe and Crocs. The first thing she sees is all these kids in there. She quickly backed out of the room before opening the door again to greet the kids. Good morning, little bunnies.
What was it? Little bunnies?
What if she had a man come over and a man just walks out completely naked in his kitchen like...
Stiff hog.
Yeah.
What's going on, kids?
What
up,
the hell?
I've been up there with your teacher.
Yeah.
So she was cool with it.
I guess.
But they technically, what, it's breaking and entering or like what?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically it's breaking and entering.
So is it like a problem or did something
she
bad
didn't
happen?
No, she didn't care. I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
I mean, I, you know, it's when you
I would have liked to have snuck into a couple of my teachers' house.
Yeah. Yeah. And did what?
Nothing.
Just watch her while she sleeps.
Yeah.
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 That, yeah, it's one of those
I'm
things.
I'm always jealous when you tell me about you had like a hot teacher.
I had a couple hot teachers.
I never had any.
Yeah, I had a couple.
They were all old. Huh? No, mine were all old. They're all old ladies and old men.
Text writes in saying principal. Okay. When I read the story, it didn't say principal. That would make sense is why they picked her.
Hello, my little bunnies.
Hello, my little bunnies.
Maybe she's the creepy one.
They say she's like a grandmother to them. I wonder how big the class is. The story I read didn't have the class number.
I could see. I mean,
because our class had like 350 people in it. Like, of course, 350 people came.
Oh, they all?
They said the whole class.
Must have been a small.
Yeah, it had to be like a private school that had like 50 people graduating at most. At most.
It's a little weird, but it doesn't sound like it was a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't have any.
That'll do it for us today. Good job by Alex. Double duty. That's me giving you a round of applause. 5 hours. Good job by you. I'm sure you're hungry. I'm sure you have a headache. I'm sure you're like, wow, this 3 hours with John and Cody was nothing like the two with Charlie. These guys didn't talk about sports at all. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.